The following is a class on the topic Synopsis of All the Scriptures given by His Holiness Kratudas Ji Maharaj, recorded on 25th June 2013 in USA.
I'll run down the synopsis of scriptures. In every scripture, all it is stated is Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. In Bible, Quran, Puran, Ved, Itihas, in every scripture, these three are mentioned. What are these three? Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. So Sambandha means, what is my relationship with cosmic manifestation, material world, and what is my relationship with spiritual world or Krishna, spirit, spiritual world and material world. My relationship means, my means who? Am I bodily relationship to both material and spiritual, matter and spiritual, or am I the spirit soul and spirit's relationship with material world and spiritual world? So we have to scrutinize this. This is called Sambandha. My Sambandha with material world, my Sambandha with spiritual world, and my means who? Me means body or Atma. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts his instruction to Rupa Goswami from this point, Sambandha point, that Sambandha is Jivira Swarupa Hoy. Our identity is we are spirit, not the body. So this is $1 million question. Who am I? Am I really the body or the spirit? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes that we are spirit soul, Atma, and not the body. So then my relationship with spiritual and material world is what? I am Atma, and Atma is part and parcel of Paramatma, and Paramatma is Krishna. It is stated in all Vedic literature that there is God, Krishna, from whom everything is emanating. Everything is created, everything is coming from. Everything is part and parcel of Him. That's the definition of God, one who creates, one who maintains, one who annihilates. So, Atma is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna created us for Him to enjoy and for us to enjoy. We can enjoy Him and He can enjoy us. And enjoy means love. Both of you are enjoying each other, meaning loving each other. Without love there is no enjoyment. So, Krishna created us for enjoying Himself and enjoying for ourselves also. Jivera Swarupa Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. So in order to enjoy for both, both has to reciprocate. Sambandha, reciprocation in particular ras, particular sambandha, particular relationship. You have a relationship. You have a son, so son has a relationship. So sambandha, he has a relationship with both of you in a certain way. Both of you have a relationship in a certain way. So every living entity has relationship with Krishna certain way, and that is called Sambandha. So somebody is relating to Krishna as a boyfriend, husband, master, boy, son, friend, many relationships. And in that relationship you can enjoy. A servant doesn't mean that he is condemned and he is exploited by Krishna and he cannot enjoy. No. Servant also can enjoy. Just like king and his servant, Pradhan Mantri or his minister. So they sit on the same table to eat. They walk together. They go together in a same plane. Whatever. So, different relationship. So this is called sambandha. We have to create our relationship with Krishna. And accordingly we should serve him and he serve us. Serving means giving love. She serves you, then naturally you love her. And you serve her, naturally she will love you. But no service, no khana, banana, no service of any kind, then that relationship, that love will not last. So we have to serve. If you serve cat, then cat loves you. If you serve dog, dog loves you. If you serve God, God loves you. Very simple. So this love is our goal of life, called prayojan. Prayojan is what is the ultimate goal of human form of life. The ultimate goal of human form of life is to reawaken our pure love for Krishna. And when you love Krishna, then automatically love his creation. When you put water onto the root of a tree, you're serving water to whole tree. But if you just take a hose and sprinkle water to every leaf and fruit and flower, maybe some of the flower fruits will be not water. But if you water root, whole tree becomes totally satisfied with water. Similarly, we serve Krishna, automatically we love his creation. So this is the topmost goal, prayojan, of human form of life. And in order to attain pure love of Krishna, in order to attain the love of Krishna, what we have to do? Serve. Right? So that service is called abhideya, process by which we can reawaken our love for him, and we can awaken love in him for us. If we want to have him love us, then we have to serve him. If he wants us to love him, then he has to also serve us. So it is a reciprocal. He is serving us by providing all amenity. Everything belongs to him. He provided body to us because we have a material desires. We have some desires which are not connected with him. So he provided us the body to enjoy material world because we wanted to enjoy material world. So he provided us the body which is suitable to enjoy the material world. We want to eat meat, which is, you know, material. Then he says, okay, you take a material body. Because in the spiritual world, there is no meat, fish and eggs. If you want to drink, it's mundane drinking, is mundane. In spiritual world, there is no drinking. In spiritual world, the drink is in the form of love. In love, you become intoxicated. Just like girlfriend, boyfriend, they love each other, they become intoxicated. They don't know whether it is night or day, they become intoxicated. So there in spiritual world, all this sex is love. Calm here, there it's love. And the grossest sense gratification is sex, but liquor is also sense gratification for the tongue, taste and intoxication. Meat eating is also intoxication or calm, lust, material, mundane for the tongue. You want taste, meat taste. So you want to eat that. So in order to enjoy material world, Krishna has to give us material body. And he has to create material things for us to enjoy through our material senses. And why all these things? Material body, material world, material creation. Because a living entity has a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. So then separate, anything you separate from Krishna is material, is Maya, illusion. A living entity wants to enjoy separate from Krishna, so then he has to create a jail, just like a Raja, the king. Well, some subjects, they want to steal, they want to become king, they want to become envious of king, and whatever, I am a king also. In the kingdom, there is one king, and if somebody says, I am a king, and immediately king will put him into the jail to reform him, that no, you are not the king, I am the king. The same thing, the living entity wants to enjoy separate from Krishna, and living entity want to compete with Krishna, that I want to be God of my apartment, my money, my honey, my whatever I survey, controller. But a devotee, he gives everything to Krishna. This is your home, this is your money, this is your kitchen, I am serving you, this is, my body is meant for your service, my mind is meant for your service. So then it is connected with Krishna, spiritual. But if you want your own sense gratification, then it is material, mundane, and it's not connected with Krishna, that means material. Meat eating, intoxication, and everything like that. Krishna had to create this jail to reform living entity. And whatever living entity does, the living entity, spirit, soul, individual is responsible for that. Why? Because he is independent. He has an independent, and independently he is choosing to do nonsense. Illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication. This is nonsense. Poor, biggest nonsense. Sinful. Because living entity has an independence, mind is independence, and that's why if living entity does nonsense, then that living entity is liable, responsible, and will have to go through suffering. Because he is independent. Suppose some devotee, person is devoted to Krishna and totally surrendered to Krishna and has given his independence to Krishna, then whatever he does, is Krishna is responsible. Because he is Saranagat, he has given his independence to Krishna. So Krishna is liable for our karma. Just like a small little child, 2 years old child, is totally dependent on father and mother. So father goes to work and child got heard like calling and going to the staircase and fall down and broke his arm. So who is responsible? The mother who is entrusted extra child was entrusted to her. So child was dependent on mother, and that's why mother is responsible. So when husband comes home, he doesn't blame child. He doesn't spank child or anything for breaking arm. But he blames the mother. Why? Because child's independence was assigned to the mother. Same thing here. The independent living entity, if he is giving his independence and surrender to Krishna, then Krishna takes care of that living entity. But if he is independent, I am, and I'll do what I like to do. I want to enjoy myself. I want to enjoy independently. Then the living entity is responsible for his karma. That karma, if you sow, shall you reap. Whatever you do, you are responsible for your karma. Because you are not surrendered to Krishna. You are not listening to Krishna, what he says, what you should do, what you should not do. But independently, I want to eat meat, I want to drink liquor, I want to do gambling, I want to do illicit sex. It is individual independence. So that's why a living entity is responsible for his karma. So shall you reap. Whatever you do, you are responsible. Nobody else is responsible. Original idea of creation was that Krishna will enjoy and we will enjoy in relationship with one another. But we are rebellious. We are rebellious. So Krishna had to create the material world for living entity to enjoy separately from him. And that's why matter, inert, no ananda, no prema, no shanti, no nothing. It's a gross matter. Body is also material. And to enjoy the material world. So jiva, atma, through body, enjoys material world. He thinking that he's enjoying. In illusion, this is called maya. It's not, it is suffering actually. And maya is spanking us every minute to reform us. Then listen, you are lost. You have a relationship with Krishna. And establish that relationship and enjoy with him. Enjoy relationship with him. But we, just like a child, he says mata pita, her father and mother, the child scolds and runs away from home. He's just 4 or 5 years old and rebellious to parents. So then child naturally, no khana, no eating, no sleeping, no shelter, no clothing, no education, no nothing, suffering. But the same child turns his face towards parents, parents immediately will accept him, and then immediately everything is provided, including love. Some other people may try to help him, but he will not be comfortable because there is no genuine father-mother love there. So Krishna is our father-mother, and there is a genuine loving reciprocation. He loves us, but we don't. He wants us, but we don't. Rebellious nature. They're like a child. Parents want child, but child is rebellious. So, Shastra Guru Kripaye Adi, Krishna Unmukha Hoy, Sei Jeev Nistare Mayatahara Chudai. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, by their mercy, if somebody can turn their face towards Krishna, then Krishna can take care of that living entity immediately. But one should take that kripa, that mercy from Shastra, Sadhu, Guru, Kripayadi, Krishna Unmukhoi, Sei Jeevan Istare, Maya Tahar Chudai, or this Maya material world will be finished and Krishna will take our charge because we are surrendered to him. And whatever we do afterwards, after surrendering and listening to him, whatever we do, he is liable because our independence consigned to him. We surrender to him. So everything we do, he will take care. Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam raja antvam sarva papebhyo moksha imshyami ma svachaha. Don't worry, I'll take care of your sins and everything, but you have to do one thing, that is surrender to me. So if you surrender to Krishna, then our life is totally successful and it will be worth living in love. So to attain this goal, which is called prayojan, we have to do service to him. Whomever serves, whoever he invokes in love in him, for him. If you serve cat, then cat will love you. If you serve Krishna, Krishna will love you. So that is called abhideya. So abhideya is process. So there is a karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, so many ashtanga yoga, so many yoga, then karma yoga, that you want to work and give result to Krishna. Then there is a jnana yoga, karma yoga, dhyana yoga. So you develop, you know, jnana, knowledge. But that knowledge should be in relation to Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that bhakti yoga, Krishna says actually, that bhakti is by which, bhakti means devotion, means loving devotion to Krishna. That pleases Krishna the most. Just like same example, a wife, she says, I meditate on you whole day, and no food for him, cooking, no cleaning, no serving him. What good is that meditation? Dhyana yoga and karma, I work whole day for you. I do so many things, like I go for work, you ask me to work 8 hours outside, make money, and that money is my money, my bank balance, and so on and so forth. I work for you, but not in your connection. So how long it's going to last? Karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, you know, yogi, they meditate. But if there is love and devotion, and he sees the wife is trying to serve husband in love and devotion, nice food, nice washing, clothing, ironing, this, that, activity for the husband, serving the husband, devotion to husband, then husband loves wife. There is no question of not loving. One day husband will have to start loving her if she serves day in and day out. Same thing, we want to love Krishna, then we have to serve Krishna. And in that service, Krishna will invoke love in Krishna for us, and Krishna will love us. So this is the topmost goal of life. So serving Krishna means chanting Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds a day. Why? Because we have to engage our mouth and tongue, which is the easiest and topmost service to Krishna. The other services are very, very troublesome. Meditating, impersonal aspect of Krishna. Every other karma yoga, dhyana yoga, raja yoga, whatever yoga. But chanting, very easy. Serving name. Name and Krishna is non-different. So that's why when you serve name through your mouth and tongue, then that is the service to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is service to Krishna. So if you serve him, then naturally he will love us and we will love him. And in that love, we'll have peace, bliss, happy. Everything is included in the love, loving reciprocation with Krishna. So this is the topmost goal of life. So we have to quit this sinful activity, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication. Why? Because we chant and at the same time we do sinful activity, then it is like a igniting fire for cooking khichdi, and at the same time when there is a good fire from charcoal, you put water in it and you want to cook khichdi. Every time charcoal fire comes, you put water and say, I want to cook khichdi. You cannot. So when you chant Hare Krishna, then we should follow these four rules in order to quickly achieve the desired success and goal of life, which is Krishna Prem. So this is a whole science. Bhakti Yoga is a whole science explained by Srila Prabhupada in his lectures, books, everything. So again, summarizing, we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That's why we must serve Him. Why to serve Him? Because we want to reawaken our pure love for Him, and we want Him to love us. So we have to serve Him, and in order to, and best service is chanting the holy name. And when you chant holy name 16 rounds, we should avoid 10 offenses, and we should avoid illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, intoxication, and by that we can quickly achieve. Otherwise we keep doing the other thing, sinful activity, and we chant Hare Krishna, still it will be good, but it will not quickly give us our goal of life. So in order to quickly achieve the desired success and goal of life, which is Krishna Prem, we should avoid 10 offenses, we should avoid sinful activity like this, and march towards attaining the goal of life, which is Krishna Prem. So sambandha abhideya prayojan. So sambandha is I am spirit soul and I am part and parcel of Krishna. Abhideya is that I am part and parcel of Krishna, so I must serve Him. That is abhideya, chanting holy name, Hare Krishna mantra 16 round. And if I serve Him, then prayojan, which is Krishna Prem. So if I serve Him by chanting 16 rounds, then I will awaken love for Him. He will awaken, He will love me, I will love Him. And this is the topmost goal of our life. So this is all scriptures, essence of all scriptures. So any question?
Maharaj, if we are doing a certain mantra for many years, change it to Maha Mantra, then what will happen?
Then keep doing that mantra, plus you do Maha Mantra 16 rounds. That's okay.
But then if you feel like it is clashing, like you finish one round, other mantra, and then you start Maha Mantra.
Well, for neophyte, I would advise that let him continue with his old, but Harinam will Rude Prakashit, it manifests, it will, Krishna will reveal to him what is real thing, as long as he chants Hare Krishna mantra. So it's okay. As long as Hare Krishna mantra is taken up, then that holy name will give him Divya Gyan. And then he will understand his relationship with Krishna.
Because he is chanting different mantra. Subhadi Krishna Prabhu once asked him to chant.
Yeah, but other mantra, you have to fix your goal. What is that you want? That is intelligence. What is that you want? You want material things or you want spiritual thing? Are you the matter or spiritual? And if you are spiritual, you want spiritual topmost bliss, then who is the creator? Who is the God? Who is the God? According to Shastra, Sadhu and Guru. So you have to fix the God, the God. And that is Krishna, stated by Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, all the Shastra, Sadhu, Guru. If you see the Sapta, or Katha, or Puja, or temples, whose temple you can find the most, whose Katha you can find the most, whose devotee you can find, devotee means who is, you know, who is the God according to Shastra, Sadhu and Guru? We have to fix that.
And in Kali Yuga there is a Hare Krishna mantra, right?
Yeah. But first you have to fix your goal. What is that ultimately you would like to have? Ultimate goal.
And if you serve Krishna, if you do Krishna mantra, then the other person is not going to be displeased. It will be pleased, right?
Yes.
Because they are serving Krishna too, isn't it?
Yes. And human form of life, you are not going to get again and again. The human form of life is only meant for one purpose, and that is to attain Krishna prema, and that is to serve Him. And if you do anything else with material human form of life, suffering will come. Nothing else but suffering. Because human body is only meant for serving Krishna. The other body is serving His sense gratification. But in human form of life, you can understand who you are, intelligence, mind.
So Guruji, what about if people who worship Ram, is that supposed to be equally as if this...
Yeah, Krishna and Ram is same thing. Ram is the avatar of Krishna. But there is an original Swarup, original one God, from whom all these avatars coming, from whom all this material world is coming, from whom everything is emanating. And that is Krishna, one God. One God. And that is original Swarup of Krishna is that He is Gwala in a Golok Vrindavan. And from that Krishna, all other expansion, like first Balaram, then Kodru, Chaturviva, Sankarshan, and then, from second Sankarshan, there is a expansion of all Vishnumurti, and all avatars eternally existing in spiritual world, such as Ram, Narasimha, Kurma, etc.
So
unlimited.
For example, if a devotee, let's take an example, if a devotee A or B is a Ram Bhakta.
It's okay, perfectly all right.
He's chanting Hare Ram for years and years.
Yes, that's
so
okay.
Would you advise him to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra?
Yes, Ram is included in that.
I know, but if he is just chanting Lord Ram's name, not the Mahamantra.
Okay, in our sampradaya, if somebody wants to join, then we will propose him that please chant Hare Krishna mantra, because this sampradaya is geared up with something. But if somebody is devotee of Ram, nothing wrong.
So this devotee of Ram, he knows his relationship with the Lord.
Lord Ramchandra.
Yeah, and he is in perfect bliss. And he thinks, like he is worshipping Ram or Lord Ram, just like he's like devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship the Hare Krishna mantra. So it is okay for him or her to chant on Lord Ram's name.
It is okay. It's perfectly all right. But in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there is, higher understanding of God. And, that understanding, if you practice Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his time also tried to instruct Murari Gupta. He was Hanuman, incarnation of Hanuman. And Lord Chaitanya tried to give him Krishna, and he tried to chant Hare Krishna, and he tried to worship Krishna, but he couldn't give up Lord Ramchandra's attachment. So then Lord Chaitanya you know, said, okay, you worship Lord Ramchandra. But he did try to tell Murari Gupta that please chant Hare Krishna, become devotee of Krishna, because it gives highest mellow. You know, Lord Ramchandra, he cannot give you madhur ras. He is limited up to master and servant kind of relationship, dasya bhav. While Krishna gives you all rasas, dasya and up to madhurya, which is loving reciprocations between husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, madhurya ras. But when Surpankha came for madhur ras to Lord Ramchandra, he had to stop her. He had to, stop her. When rishis approached him in Dandakaranya, that we want to have madhur relationship with you, my dear Lord. And Lord Ramchandra said, no. When I come as Krishna, then you can come as gopis and you can have that relationship, madhur ras, like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, madhur ras. So ultimately, yes, Lord Ramchandra's worship is we wouldn't mind it, we don't mind it. But if you want to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, then this is the mood. Gopi bhav.
Because there are like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's group or
Sampradaya.
Sampradaya is one of the sampradayas.
Yes.
And they recommend like Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There are other sampradayas that have different Mahamantras,
yes,
different mantras.
Yes.
But I have noticed that some of them are also experiencing bliss.
Of course they will.
Some of them, but some of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although they are chanting 16 rounds, I can see that a lot of them are not humble, they are envious, contrary to the guidelines. So, basically, what I feel is, it is not actually the mantra that you are reciting, it is basically your relationship, what you understand, your connection with the Lord, your detachment, your humility, that takes you to the path.
Yeah. So in every sampradaya, in every religion, the religion or sampradaya is not bad. The followers, they couldn't come up to the level of that sampradaya, and that's why there are shortcomings in that part. That doesn't mean that sampradaya is bad. You become, or we become, or whoever, they can become pure followers of that sampradaya. Because there is somebody not following, that doesn't make sampradaya bad.
Yeah, I know. That's right. I mean, I'm not saying everything.
So we have to not see these kind of loopholes. Rather, we would like to advance ourselves, and we would like to do good to ourselves and rise to that platform. Whatever platform Lord Chaitanya expected us to. There are many grades of devotees. We are not denying. There are many fall downs also in our sampradaya. We are not denying. But that doesn't make sampradaya bad, yeah, or wrong. So why we should stop our good, our kalyan, our well-being, our perfection for somebody else's drawback or shortcomings? There will be always somebody who is neophyte in our sampradaya ISKCON also. And even if they have come to the highest level, there are fall downs also. So we cannot say that because highest people fall down, the sampradaya is wrong. So we have to try to do our own kalyan rather than looking at loopholes. This is the idea.
So basically, if a devotee is not in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, but he is all aware of the relationship with the with Krishna or the Supreme Personality, and he believes in all four principles, and he has humility, he has all other pious characters, then all these bodily attachments or bodily dukkha that we mention about birth, death, old age and death, it should not affect that person.
Yeah, if he is pure devotee, it will not affect. It will not. If he rises above three modes of material nature, maya, it will not affect. He sees Krishna everywhere. Within everything, there, you know, he sees Krishna. And he reciprocates in loving exchanges with person, with everybody. So that's a pure stage.
But then what is the difference between this person and the person who is doing 16 rounds or more? What is the difference?
Pure devotee and chanting. The chanting will bring you to the pure devotional service. Pure devotee will make you pure devotee,
but
chanting.
But in this life, now I'm not talking the after going to Goloka, in this life, they experience the same bliss. They have the same understanding, they have the same concepts.
Who?
This devotee who is a devotee but is not chanting 16 rounds.
Right.
You
mean within ISKCON?
You
mean within ISKCON? You mean within ISKCON?
Yes.
Within
ISKCON. Outside ISKCON.
Uh-huh.
He is following the four principles of ISKCON, but he is not in ISKCON. He is mm-hmm. following the four principles of
right.
ISKCON. He is meditating on the Lord. He is not meditating the Hare Krishna mantra, but he is meditating on the Lord.
On which Lord?
He is understanding his relationship with the Lord. He sees the Lord everywhere.
Who is the God? That's a big million-dollar question. Who is his God?
God in the sense, I would say Lord Ram.
Okay, Ram is okay.
Yeah, but any avatars of Lord Krishna.
Yes, that is okay. But if other than avatars of Krishna, or other than avatar of Krishna, then it's not a spiritual.
Yeah. So this person is meditating on one of the avatars of Lord Krishna. He is humble, he is non-envious, he is pious. Whatever he does, any activity for earning money or earning wealth.
That's fine. There are no difference. Only difference in sambandha, sambandha, the conjugal relationship, madhur ras, only difference in mellow. You are talking about Ramchandra. So yes, that is okay. That is all right. Best is if you worship Krishna.
Yeah.
But if you have attachment, lots of attachment to Lord Ramchandra, it is good. It may not be equally good, but it is spiritual. It is good. It is good.
Because Guruji, I have been meditating on Lord Dattatreya since I was.
Dattatreya is incarnation of Saktavesa avatar.
Oh.
It's not a full incarnation or full Godhead.
So
Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, and Suya made them into child. Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. So these three have represents Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. And it is a temporary incarnation. Manifest for Ansuya. Original form is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. That's original form. And original to that is Krishna. To Ram, to Vishnu, to all incarnation, the origin is Krishna. So, Dattatreya, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Mentioned in Bhagavatam. But how much it is mentioned in Bhagavatam? Or in scripture, the vast Vedic literature. How much it is mentioned for Dattatreya, Lord Ramchandra and Krishna?
Yeah, that is true. But since I started it when I was like 24, 20 years.
Yes, but now you have intelligence, develop intelligence. Now you have contacted pure stuff, you have contacted pure knowledge through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Krishna, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through Prabhupada. You have contacted something higher. So the lower thing, not that you give it up, you continue with that. With Dattatreya is incarnate, Sakta Vishavatar. Sakta, Puransuya, he manifested. Not like he did so much past times and so much he proved himself to be Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. He just instructed on Siksha Gurus, 24 Siksha Gurus. And please Ansuya like that. So we have to see how much past time, how much knowledge he imparted, how much potency, Sakti he exhibited, and opulences he exhibited. When it comes to Krishna, there is no comparison between Krishna and his incarnation and Vishnu. Krishna is like, you know, topmost, original.
So what you recommend is doing the Dattatreya mantra and starting the Hare Krishna mantra?
Yeah, if you cannot give up Dattatreya's and come to Krishna's, then I would say do both. But if you do Krishna's bhakti, Dattatreya, Vishnu, Ram, everybody is included in Krishna. Sarva mantra sar nam is sastra marma. Hare Krishna mantra is sarva mantra sar. All mantras are within Hare Krishna mantra. So we have to give up lower thing for higher thing. And we can see that Dattatreya is incarnation, Sakta Vishavatar. Is not even, it is Sakta Vishavatar, not even, Leela Avatar, Purusha Avatar, Guna Avatar, you can say Guna Avatar, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh if you want to, but it is not even that, because they become combined, and then they exhibited different potency, just Sakti, you know. Sakti. Krishna is full Saktiman. His incarnation comes with lesser Sakti. And Brahma, impersonal aspect, has no Sakti. Very, very, very minimal. Just Sthiti, Sakti. Sthiti. So, these incarnations, especially Dattatreya, he is Sakta Vishavatar of Krishna. So we have to, if you worship Krishna, then Dattatreya will be pleased. Because he is also coming from Krishna.
But if you worship Dattatreya, Krishna will not be pleased?
He will be pleased, but you are not rising yourself to the level where you already got some knowledge. Other people, if they don't have this knowledge, of Vedas and Puranas. Especially, Bhagavatam is ripened fruit of Vedic literature. It is the essence, it is a natural commentary of Vedas. So, he is mentioned in Bhagavatam. Everything. Ramchandra is mentioned in Bhagavatam, 4th chapter. Dattatreya is mentioned in Bhagavatam, 1 chapter. And Krishna is mentioned throughout Bhagavatam. Lord Vishnu is mentioned in Bhagavatam, very little. And Bhagavatam and Gita is our Dharma Pustak. How much it is mentioned? Other Ramchandra is mentioned in Gita that I am Lord Ramchandra. Krishna says, I am Ramchandra when it comes to holding a bow and arrow, archery. I am Ramchandra. So we have to learn through the scriptures which is given by God. How much Sakti, particular incarnation and original God comes with. The Krishna gave knowledge, Dattatreya gave knowledge. You can see the difference between both teachings. Krishna fought and Krishna exhibited a Sakti, potency, and Dattatreya also. Can you see the difference between Dattatreya's potency and Krishna's potency or no? And we don't have to speculate. Scriptures. Shastra. And we don't have to also get into my Krishna and your Dattatreya or his this and that. No, we have to go to the Vedic text, which is given by Lord himself. We have to go into Bhagavatam, which is a ripened fruit of Vedic literature. We have to accept there, whatever it is. Not mine and yours and his and this and that. And now you have developed intelligence than 20 years age. Now you are 40 and you have more to say in this respect, more understanding, more everything. No?
I think so.
So Bhagavatam, you can understand Bhagavatam and how much mentioned for whom.
So the difference, Guruji, you said is in the mellow.
Mellow.
But that mellow is in this life you are talking about? Is
in this life and next. Eternal.
So if you get the
mellow... Life is for body.
So if you get the mellow of chanting Lord Krishna in this life, why is it that some exalted devotees fall down?
That's a different story. Why you worry about their fall down? You worry about yourself. Just because somebody fall down, is you know, I don't want to, I don't, this, that. No, we have
no,
to,
I'm not.
Just like there is a fire in this apartment. Where it came from, who ignited the fire, what is, better that we do our own, save ourselves, get out, rather than questioning everything and who fall down, who did this, what did. Let's talk about our kalyan, ourselves, how we can become devotee of Krishna, how we should. Why worry about them?
So how do you...
tell me, why worry about others?
No,
who fall down?
Who
fall down?
How do you know that you have got that mellow?
Okay, Prabhupada experienced it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu experienced it, and unlimited devotees experience, gopis experience it, and Akrura experience it, Pandavas experience it, Prahladru experience it, unlimited devotees experience it. No? Tukaram experience it. Didn't he? Just because somebody fall down, why don't we look at Tukaram rather than somebody fall down?
No, I know. That is not my question, Guruji. The thing is that I think that people who fall down, they might not have gotten the mellow.
Yes, exactly. That is true.
So my point is that if you have got the mellow, there is no point that you can fall down.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right?
They didn't get.
So they were in a position which everyone thought were exalted, but they were not.
Yes, so it can be like that. It can be. That's why you have to stick to Prabhupada, who is not fall down, and he will never fall down. And you have to stick to Krishna, who is Achyuta, he will never fall down. So stick to Prabhupada and Krishna. And we, the Vartman Acharya, we can connect you to Krishna, Prabhupada. That is what our duties is. That Vartman Acharyas of Iniskon, they connect everybody to Prabhupada. And if Vartman Acharya fall down, then you are connected to Prabhupada, Prabhupada Iskon, Prabhupada GBC, Prabhupada, you know, you are connected to Prabhupada. So you don't go along with your Guru if he falls down. You go along with Prabhupada and Krishna. You catch hold of Prabhupada.
Yeah, no, sometimes, you know, these thoughts come in the mind.
Yes, yes.
Because I just wanted to clarify, because
yes.
I'm not comparing, but say a layman person is not doing any meditation, whatever, just a layman, not an atheist, but not a follower of any religion or anything, but he does all pious activities. His everything is good, he's very humble, he or she, whatever, humble, pious activities, and... He doesn't have any attachment to this world. And then you compare with a devotee of whatever, Krishna consciousness or any other devotee. who does his or her role.
See, okay.
And these devotees tell this person that you have to go through this process, this, that, that. But this person already experiences in his own experience the bliss that the devotees experience.
Yes, but is he a devotee of Krishna?
No, he is not.
So that is useless. That is useless.
He's not a devotee of anything.
Useless.
But he
is useless. Krishna is the main focus. Is he a devotee? Better a fall down devotee than a person who is pious and doesn't do anything wrong and he is this and that but doesn't have Krishna.
No, I know.
And here is a devotee who had Krishna and fall down and he is.
No, no, I'm not talking about falling down. Person who is in Krishna consciousness, yes. Or any other.
That devotee in Krishna consciousness is best. In whatever way he is. The other person hasn't got Krishna.
I know.
And that means it is meaningless. His life is meaningless.
So how can the devotee explain him? Like he is saying, the devotee is saying, you experience bliss. I also experience bliss.
Yeah, but that bliss is mundane. Without Krishna, I said, okay? I said in beginning, whatever is not in connection with Krishna is Maya. You have to have a Krishna.
So he is having bliss in Maya?
Yes.
Okay.
So-called bliss.
So-called bliss.
Just like camel eating thorn and blood comes out from his mouth. His own blood he is tasting good and thinking, oh, it is coming from thorn. Thorn are sweet, sweet. Thorn are sweet. Let me eat more thorn. He thinks it is very coming from thorn. And it is very enjoyable. But it is illusion. He is eating his own blood. So, a person without Krishna, he may think that he is enjoying and he is righteous and he is punya karma and donating and serving mankind and what not, but everything at the end is zero. Because it is without Krishna. And because he is not devotee of Krishna. It is Krishna what is everything, whether you have Krishna or not. And if you have Krishna and you have some fall down, temporary fall down, again you will come back to. And that person is considered to be sadhu, even though he is temporary fall down. Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita, Pichetsu Duracharo, Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak. He is devotee of Krishna, but he is fall down, temporary fall down. Apichesu Duracharo, Durachari. He's fall down. But Ananya Bhak is worshipping Krishna. Sadhu Reva Samanta, he's sadhu. Why is sadhu? Because Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Saswat Santim Nigachanti. Because soon, very, very soon, he will come back again to his position where he was and then fall down. So he will again come to that state immediately, not long. Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma. He will become Dharmatma. And Saswat Santim Nigachati. He will attain that eternal peace. Kaunteya Pratijani Name Bhakta Pranasyati. My dear Arjun, you boldly declare, my devotees, they never perishes. They don't get destroyed. Pretty soon they will come back to their level. Temporary fall down. The devotee doesn't fall down. Temporary it falls. But again he just pick it up. Why? Because he has Krishna. And Krishna is going to bless him to come back to him again.
So the distinguishing feature of a layman.
Just a minute. Okay. So one who has Krishna is having father. And one who doesn't have Krishna, he doesn't have father, he has Maya. So that is, doesn't have father, he is a father. No protection, he has protection. Over there, suffering, Maya is going to make him suffer, he has bliss. Even though temporarily it falls down, it will come up again to Krishna. He will never come to Krishna. Big difference, gulf of difference. Aap jamin kafir. Yes, now you were saying.
So no, the thing is that how do you, so the distinguishing feature of layman person thinking that they have bliss, they have material bliss, but the person in Krishna consciousness has spiritual bliss.
Take it or stop it. You can take it and then put it here, they know that we are talking. They can listen.
So the distinguishing feature between the bliss is the mellow that a person in Krishna consciousness gets.
Say that again.
The difference in bliss, this person says he is in bliss. The spiritual person says he is in bliss. So the difference in bliss is the mellow that the spiritual person gets.
Yes. Taste, love, prem. Yes. And over there is illusion. Total illusion. Sarabi thinks he is enjoying. Illusion.
No. I am not saying that. He is not doing any bad things.
Okay, bad thing till he doesn't have Krishna. Okay. So everything is bad. Without Krishna, anything that is you think is good is bad. Because Krishna is the spirit, total spirit, and you get connected with Krishna, that spiritualizes you. You have to have one without million, zero is zero. That one is Krishna, then becomes first zero is 10, second zero is 100, third zero is 1,000, 10,000, lakh.
But that person, maybe in the next form of next birth or the next
yes,
birth,
there is a chance.
He's a candidate of...
Yes, that is true. The piety will lead you to a devotee of Krishna who can give him Krishna. The piety, that is bhakti unmukhi piety. Bhakti unmukhi, bhakti, you know, which can lead you to bhakti. That kind of piety will lead you to a sadhu and devotee of Krishna. And then he will get bhakti lata bij. And then he will get connected to Krishna. Then everything, that piety, everything that he has will become meaningful. But without one in front, all zeros.
So this devotee should tell him or her that what you are doing is not bad.
Yes.
What you are saying is good.
Yes.
I am in different level, you are in different level.
Yes.
They should not tell him that what you are doing is bad. Because what he is doing is not bad.
Also, no, but
he is doing bad
because he doesn't have Krishna.
I know, but if he is not ready to accept what I am saying,
then he is doing everything bad. He is not going to have bliss or he is going to keep suffering. But devotees are compassionate. He is telling, my dear sir, please, this is not going to be, you know, make you happy. Ultimately, come to Krishna consciousness. Become devotee of Krishna. And that's a real science. And it is scripture, according to scripture. And that is what preaching means. Preaching means we are compassionate to living entities. Somehow or other we want to take them back to their father, Krishna. And then father takes care of them. So that is preaching. And Krishna loves preachers because he wants his lost souls back. Father wants his child back because many time immemorial conditioning, so many layers, false ego, intelligence, mind, earth, water, fire, air, ether, all these layers on living entity, material layers, gross material layers. So these layers, false ego, I am the God, I am this. I want to enjoy. I am enjoyer. Mind, intelligence, subtle body, gross body, layers. From time immemorial. But if some sadhu or